Nanaimo Ladysmith Public Schools trustees are in favor of adding more childcare service in the district. The school district business committee is recommending continuation of before and after school childcare pilot programs at Pleasant Valley and Ecole Hammond Bay Elementary Schools and adding service to a maximum of 3 yet to be named schools. The plan would be dependent on provincial funding being available. Mark Walsh, school district secretary treasurer, said enthusiastic administration at Pleasant Valley School and space at the French Immersion Hammond Bay School were reasons those elementaries were picked for the pilot. Rutherford Elementary, slated to open in 2025, could be an option if service expands, he said. Jackie Poulin, district assistant superintendent of elementary programs, said considerations for provision of childcare service include waitlist sizes. We reach out to the elementary schools and find out what kind of demand there is, and what's already being offered in the community and in the school, she said. Most of our elementary schools have third-party providers that are offering before and after that rent space from our schools. That's been a very common practice. So we're figuring out what the space is, where else we can add to, and whether or not there's a demand. When asked about space at Pleasant Valley and Hammond Bay, Diane McGonigal, district principal of early years and care, said both are licensed for 24 students, but with some students attending part-time, about 30 students are being supported at each site. Walsh detailed the issues for the district as it is looks at getting funding to support administrative and management challenges related to expansion of the pilot program. There's some labor relations issues, administrative issues, and some costs associated with the programming that we try to incorporate in the cost that we're charging parents, he said. The long-term viability of what is a great pilot, having mainly education assistants, and some responsible adult support for before and after school care in our systems, we can only do it if we're not using K-12 dollars to subsidize it. The committee approved the recommendation at its March 6 meeting, and the matter will go before the school board at a future meeting. Related. First childcare centers open in SD 68 schools, part of BC initiative.